Mark Strace, we're back. Phone calls this segment. Also, just don't answer the phone when he calls, Jack. We don't want to talk to him.
I agree.
He's an enemy of the program and the city. He may be joining us this segment, so don't go anywhere. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, visit the home team with the best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit every budget. Visit marks-jewelers.com. We have a pair of Eagles tickets. At 5:30, we play in the envelope tickets to the game on Sunday, courtesy of AAA. Stay tuned for that. Let's take some phone calls here. Corey in Columbus, Ohio. Corey, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Johnny Mark, I agree. What up with it?
What's up, Corey?
What's up, Corey?
Man, I done seen a lot of NFC Championship games in my life, man. I'm not going to say I'm nervous, but, you know, I'm anxious, you know.
Oh.
It's just because it don't got nothing to do with the team. It's just because, like, I feel like we had better teams in the past, and, you know, we don't come out on the winning side. So, you know, it's always that stun in the back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
But
is it their Corey, is it their style of play? That's what worries me. Is these guys, the 49ers, they know how they want to play, and it's not fancy or flashy. It doesn't rely on the quarterback having a great game.
This is what the Eagles got to do. This is most of the way we won our games this year, we came out and we like boat race teams. We got up 14-0, 21-0. We got to do that because that then makes Brock Purdy, it puts the game in his lap. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to sit back and just run the ball down, you know, 21-0. Like, mm-hmm. like when we went up on the Giants, I think that they only ran like, you know, 7 or 8 run plays the rest of the game. And most of them was that one play that, you know, that one drive that Saquon
first drive of the second half. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So one thing that the 49ers like to do is like, they like to run zone runs a lot. Like, they like to run on the outside. I feel like that benefits us because I feel like, I don't know what it is, but like when teams run up the middle on us, sometimes it seems that they like kind of pick up yards that way, which that's not what the 49ers like to do. They actually like to run on the outside more, which I think I saw a stat that said we only give up like 3.1 yards a carry or something, or 2.9 yards or something. I just hope that the defense comes out. Like, the defense is the key in this game. I get what you guys saying about Jalen and all that. I'm not worried about the offense. A.J. Brown, every time he doubted or we come at him, he always going to have a big game. So I think this might be an A.J. Brown 100-yard game coming on Sunday.
Hmm.
We just got to make sure our defense is ready to lock down Kittle, McCaffrey, and get the W. But like I said on Monday, I say 20-27 Birds.
All right.
27-20. I like it.
But he's more nervous. But he also, earlier in the call, he and it's something that you've been saying all week, which is if you come out and you score early, it's one of the reasons why you would take the ball first, mm-hmm. then you're more or less saying that the 49ers, hey, you're not going to be able to just run the ball.
Right.
And that's why the Eagles' offense and Jalen coming out and scoring early is so important, because it takes the 49ers out of what they want to do early, if you score early.
Yep.
If you don't, it's just going to enable them to settle into what they want to do.
Yeah, they want to shorten the game. They don't mind it being low scoring. Clearly, last week they were very comfortable. They didn't get frustrated when they weren't scoring. They were very comfortable kicking field goals because they felt that Dallas couldn't do anything with them offensively, and Dallas never got up on them to the point where they forced the 49ers out of their comfort zone. They just didn't. If anything, it seemed like Dallas was pressing last week versus the 49ers. He brought up A.J. Brown. Now, it'll be interesting to see how they come out this week. You know, this isn't a national story or a story where it seems to be a hot topic, but it has been discussed about A.J. being frustrated not getting the football last week during a win. And that's really what it was about. It's like the team is winning and you seem to be frustrated that you're not getting the ball. And everybody's okay with it. Okay, that's fine when you win. It's easier to brush off when you win. Unlike what happened in Buffalo, right? It becomes more of a story when you lose and the star receiver only caught 3 balls. A.J. only caught 3 balls last week, but they won. So it's not really a story. People can sort of downplay it. But do the Eagles try to force feed A.J. Brown the ball this week?
Right.
To make sure he's happy
So if I was D'Amico Ryans, I'd be expecting some early right? A.J. Brown.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's
something they've done before when sure. There's been, we got to make sure we're getting Devontae mm-hmm. more touches. We have to make sure we're getting A.J. involved. Mm-hmm. And then they get him involved early in the game.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And listen, I don't have a problem with it as long as it's not a detriment to the team.
As long as it works.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't have a problem with it. Getting the ball to your best wide receiver. I don't have a problem with that. But you almost want to put together a game plan to beat the 49ers, not to make A.J. Brown happy with how many touches he gets.
Sure.
The last thing you want is the quarterback to be worried about, if I don't throw the ball over there, is he going to be happy or not? Like, Jalen should be able to come away from that game last week saying, you know what, I took what the defense was giving me. It worked. We scored touchdowns. I got a touchdown pass to Goddard. I got a touchdown pass to Devontae Smith. We won the game handily. Shouldn't come away from the game saying, did I get the guy, my guy to ball enough to keep him happy? Like, I'm just – and we'll all gloss over it because nobody wants the distractions. And I get it. I'm just saying. You go into the game this week, are you trying to make sure you don't have a distraction, or are you trying to win the football game?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's a great question and even if Nick Sirianni and Shane Steichen would say, no, we're going to do whatever, I think it's hard not to have it in your head to where you know that you want to make him happy because, I mean, especially because he's a great player too. So it's not like you don't want to get the guy involved, but if now you're forcing it when the 49ers are saying, we're not going to let you go to A.J. Brown, but you're forcing it anyway to try to make it happen.
Listen, like I said, when you lose, I can understand. I think everybody understands the frustration when you lose a game because you're going to say to yourself, well, or he's saying to himself, I could have done more. I could have helped.
Yep.
But you were winning handily. Like, they didn't throw the ball a whole lot that game. Like, you won the football game. Like, the idea
that Jalen had 150
passing yards.
Well,
the idea that you're late in the game upset when you clearly have won the game.
Right.
I'm just saying, again, we're all brushing under the rug because nobody wants distractions or what have you. And we'll say, oh, yeah, that's what a competitor should do. Yeah, but in a win, we're going to ignore the fact that he's doing it in a win.
We're ignoring it.
Yeah.
We're ignoring it.
I'm like, yeah, he's doing it in a win.
Yeah, it's annoying. You never want to see that.
Yeah.
You never want to see it. You just, like, you hope that it's kind of that day and then it's moved on after that and no one really feels a certain way about
well,
it.
Well, now it becomes, are you trying to get him the ball?
Yep.
Like, that's the next thing. It's like, okay, what do you do the next week so that you don't, or are you just coaching? Are you just drawing up your game plan and whomever's opportunity it is this week because of matchups, that's where you're going with the ball. It's not that you're not trying to get A.J. the ball, but you can't have the quarterback or the coaches, offensive coordinators, concerned that somebody's not going to be happy if they don't touch the ball enough. That's not good.
No, it's not. Not. I'm just saying this now, but Frank Reich is the new head coach of the Panthers?
How about that?
Wow, all right. So he's not going to be offensive coordinator here, Jack?
He will not be offensive coordinator here.
There you go.
Yeah. Congratulations. Unjustifiably fired in Indianapolis. That loser owner out there and not knowing what he's doing. Hope he hires Jeff Saturday so he can continue to lose. Fired Frank Reich. After what you were probably doing was trying to get Frank Reich to tank games by making him start Sam Ellinger. Like, that's what you were really doing.
So you fired him because he probably wasn't.
Like, why else would you fire him? Like, yeah, why else would you fire his offensive coordinator the week before? You made him play Sam Ellinger. You benched Matt Ryan. Frank Reich didn't bench Matt Ryan. The owner did.
The owner benched him for the rest of the season.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. He was unjustifiably fired. So that's what I'm saying. I'm glad he got another start in Carolina.
Me too.
It's good. It's a good coach.
So do the dominoes start to fall now that Reich got hired? Because normally you need one hire and then some other guys start to.
Well, and I saw something where it says Sean Payton isn't necessarily.
I don't think he's going to coach this year.
Second interview from people. So maybe that's because he can't find a situation that he wants. Not because he's not a good coach. Maybe he doesn't like the situation.
Seems like he could go back to TV for a year.
Oh, yeah.
D'Amico Ryans has emerged as a front runner in Denver, and I think that's because Sean Payton is cool on
D'Amico Ryans as a front runner in Denver.
That's what I read on Pro Football Talk today.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You see if it's still up there.
Bring a first-year guy to head coach after you just did this with another head coach. You just fired a first-year head coach guy.
It comes from a local reporter out in Denver that normally has some pretty good scoops. Says D'Amico Ryans has emerged as a top candidate for the job.
They need to find somebody that can fix Russell Wilson. That's what they need to be worried about, so they can get the return on their investment. Like hiring a defensive coach to be with Russell Wilson.
You need a different
good
mentality.
Good luck to D'Amico Ryans. I'm just saying, like, you need to fix Russell Wilson. You're not winning anything until that is fixed.
Well, agreed. Agreed. We'll see what happens.
Nothing against D'Amico. I'm just saying.
Yeah, D'Amico. I think D'Amico would be a great hire for a lot of teams, but maybe there's not an offensive guy out there that they like. If Sean Payton didn't want the job, Jim Harbaugh went back to Michigan.
Well, that's why I said, good luck, Denver.
Good luck.
It's not like you really know what you're doing.
Well, like we're feeling okay about the game. Some better than others on Sunday, but the man on the line right now, who we used to consider a friend.
Oh no, he's a friend.
I mean, it seemed like just a short. I mean, weeks ago that he was in the back of the hatchback down in Clearwater, but now he is with the Washington Nationals on their TV broadcast, and he is a San Francisco 49er fan for life. His name is Kevin Franson.
What's Kevin, up, dude,
what's up?
Let's go. This is what it's supposed to be. You guys are playing the San Francisco Championship. I mean, the most NFC Championship games in the history of our sport is by the San Francisco 49ers.
I saw that.
You're playing in our championship game.
It's been a while since you mixed in a Super Bowl there, Franny.
Hey, easy. But we got five of them.
What's up, dude?
You know what? But isn't that the beauty of this, right? Like, I grew up in the Bay Area. And people are going to be like, oh, why aren't you an Eagles fan now? You live out here. I'm like, because it's the same as you. Like, I'm passionate about it. I love it.
I know.
You know, we grew up with Steve Young and Joe Montana. Jerry Rice and Roger Craig, you have all the greatness that we had. It's the beauty of it. And, I mean, let's not forget Ricky Waters.
Before he came to Philly, yeah. I love Ricky Waters.
The 49ers gave us Ricky Waters and Ray Rhodes.
Yep,
that's true.
Guy McIntyre.
Right. No, there's so many things that, like, it just excites me because two passionate fan bases, two ridiculous teams. I don't want to hear, like, oh, the Niners are okay. They have – you don't have our talent. Dude, we match up in everything but quarterback. That's great.
Well, I'd say that's pretty important, though, Kev.
Wait, who needs a quarterback? No. You know what? And that's the cool thing, too, because, I mean, you guys, we've talked about it. I love Jalen. And, like, he's even gone to a different level. I love him because not only the leadership part, how many guys go from Alabama to Oklahoma? Usually it's like, Alabama, I'm a transfer. I'm going to go somewhere, like, let's be honest here. They're going to go to the Pac-12. Right, and they're going to try to roll out there. He goes to Oklahoma, another great program, and leads them to what they do. And you're going, this guy's ridiculous. So he's doing the same thing here.
How about that battle in the Big 12 title game between he and Brock Purdy?
Right, but it ended up what? In a loss. So, I mean, for Brock.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it's 42 to 41, though.
Yes, but I mean, like, look.
It's going to be a similar result on Sunday, Kevin.
Right. See, that's the thing is that I'm all about, like, I think it's 38-35.
Whoa.
I think it's like when we always talk about, like, the pitcher's duels, what happens?
A lot of offense.
A lot of runs.
Lot of like,
the bullpen comes in and things get out of hand, right?
Right. It's so, because it's so weird, too, because, like, the Niners do it in such a different way. I mean, if everyone wants to, like, take away the quarterback, I mean, even though that's a big, just a little piece of the puzzle, A.J. Brown torched the Niners last year, and that's what scares me. They targeted him 16 times against the Niners. They had like 100, almost like 200 yards.
Really?
Oh, really? Okay.
He destroyed them. Yeah.
No, now, it was Nick Sirianni know about this? Thank you for the info.
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding me?
Well, believe me, AJ told him. Yeah.
Nick from South Jersey. Here we are. Here we go. You know, like.
Also, when the Niners in Tennessee played last year, AJ had a good game. Okay.
Oh yeah. They couldn't stop him.
Okay.
And I feel like. You know, like you can talk about it with Boston Scott, right? Like with the Giants, how he owns them. Mm-hmm. Like, you face teams. I face teams that I love to face. Because it's just, I don't know, you felt comfortable.
Feel good against them.
And I feel like A.J. Brown sees that, and he's like, fuck. All right, same guys, here we go.
Mm. Yeah, I felt like that when I played against Washington.
Oh, I love that.
All right, so Kev, what are your
that against the Braves?
Are your kids? Because you're a Philadelphia area resident.
Yes.
Are your kids wearing San Francisco stuff to school, or are you putting them in Eagles gear?
All right, so check this out. I have only one rule about fandom. I choose your football team.
There you go.
But the whole thing is, no, my daughter, Tenley's all about it. And so they have an Eagles dress down day on Friday, and she's wearing her Niners gear because she's a Debo fan. She loves Debo. Mm. Awesome. Mm. Awesome. My son has his kill jersey ready to go. Look, I mean, at the end of the day, you'll find, like, it's not one of those, like, well, we got screwed. You know, our guys were hurt. No, this is the best against the best. This is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
This has the possibility. Like, let's say if they were to keep – I know there's a lot of free agents on the other side, but if they were to keep this going, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if this was the start of that like, the Niners-Cowboys, Niners-Packers, 90s, like, championship games that you're going to see? What if
Could
that
be.
Was it? I would love it.
You sound like y'all going to win the game. You feel you're going to win the game Sunday, don't you? Yeah,
because,
yeah, I can hear it in your voice.
Why not?
I can hear it in your voice.
Us against the world, you know. Brock Purdy has no chance coming in the link.
That's what we're worried about, honestly, Kevin.
No, I just can't wait because, again, you're not – they played in Seattle, which is, I would say, pretty hostile towards the Niners. People are going to always, you know, say, like, nothing's like the link, and I get that.
Because, Week 15, right?
Right, but it's not the same team. Like, it was – when they had the Legion of Boom, that was a different place, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you go there, and that place was – everybody talks about how, you know, it's just reverberating in their chest, the sound and everything. This is different. So I'm nervous on that part for him, the early parts. But the other thing is, like, I'm more nervous about, like, Dre Greenlaw, who's a stud, but he gets so emotional. And you're going, don't make that stupid mistake. Going over the top, right? Like, he's had some late hit on guys.
Like he hit the running back 2 yards out of bounds.
Right, like the other day. And that's the stuff that you hope in, like, McGlinchey. Struggled last week, got his butt kicked, and he's coming home, second game that he's ever going to play in Philly, and you're going, oh man, I hope he doesn't try too much, and that's where he gets obliterated. But that's the other part too about the Eagles. They got everything on that D-line. This is fun.
Man, you sound like you could talk about this this game for a living, Kevin Franson.
No, look, I just like
just on the radio, not as an expert.
Right. No. Like, just I love both teams. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a fan of the Eagles because I feel like you got to be welcomed into being a fan, right? Mm-hmm. But I love the Eagles. But I'm a Niner fan. I'm a season ticket holder. I'll always be that way.
Oh, season ticket holder.
Oh, you put your money behind your back. Yeah. Put your money behind your fandom.
Right. So when everyone talks about that, oh man, I could go.
I know those tickets aren't cheap
myself.
Out there.
No, but you know what? Great ending of the year helped out quite a bit. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you're just selling them on StubHub.
No. Because my best friend and I, we have tickets there. So he gets most of them now. I mean, I buy them and we go with it. But it's a cool stadium. It's a cool place to be. But it's the atmosphere still hasn't been built up to the point where you're going, we have a place, right? Like, everyone's like, oh, man, they missed the stick. No one in that rightful mind misses the stick. Like, we have all the memories in there, but, like, it's not the link yet. And the link has memories. And memories are built over time and wins and all that stuff. So, again, it's something that's still growing there.
There he is, Mr. 49er himself. And
hey,
you know
friend.
What?
You guys are the best.
I'm glad you. I'm glad you're still a 49er fan, diehard. But you can be an Eagle fan second. You live in this area. You should root for the Eagles every time, except when they play the 49ers. Yes.
Oh, Jack knows. Jack. It was in 2020 when it was shut down during the draft.
Yeah, John, Mr. Eagle here. Yeah, Mr. Eagle over here.
I was so excited when they got Jalen. Like, because that was my, like, he's like might be one of my all time favorite, like, just college players, right? I'm not saying he's a college. I'm saying in that time.
Yeah, you were a fan.
You're
a fan in
right?
college.
So I was all fired up, and he's like, what about Carson? I'm like, Carson sucks compared to him. He doesn't, but, you know, whatever. There's my expertise right there. Like,
all right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There you go. Well,
that sounds good, brother.
Kev, good luck.
No, not really, but, you
Bad
know.
Luck.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever you feel like. Yeah, where'd you break?
Are you going to the game?
Believe it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who are you going with?
I can't tell you guys this.
Are you going to go to the WIP tent before the game?
Stop by the tent and holler at us, brother. Stop by and holler at us.
I have to. Why not? It's just going to be an enjoyable time. I can't wait for the party, and then hopefully there's a party afterwards for me.
Just don't have on your Debo jersey when you come by, man.
Yeah, so you're wearing a jersey.
No, I don't wear a jersey. I wear a long-sleeve Joe Montana shirt.
Okay.
Because, I mean, like, again, when you're from Pennsylvania, you can't crush Joe Montana. Let's be honest.
I forgot he's a Western PA guy. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we don't consider that the same state, Kevin, just so you know.
I know, but I was just going to try to slip it by. I didn't think you were going to be right all over the place, right?
All right, dude. Appreciate it.
All right, brother.
Have fun this weekend.
Yep. All right, you too. There he is, all Kevin right. Franzen.
That's a Bay Area guy.
Yeah. Yeah, every time we've had him on, I think he wants to talk 49ers or...
Oh, believe me, I've gotten text messages.
Yeah. He's all in.
He's been excited.
Yeah, that and the Warriors run he's had.
Right, or either the Warriors run. Yeah. Yes.
Well, the reason he's so excited is because he has to broadcast a 60-win baseball team. So
right.
He has a falling back option of greatness.
Yeah. Part of me thinks he was a part Giants fan, too, wasn't he? San Francisco Giant fan?
I think he grew up a Giants fan. Right. And they played on those teams.
Sure. Yeah. All right.
He just works in Washington. He doesn't really have any tie to Washington.
Come on, man. He's a Nationals great.
He doesn't even live down there. He still lives up here. It's only Jack's only a matter of time before he's back up here.
Hopefully.
Somebody getting fired or moved?
What time?
Somebody moving on.
What time is he on the pregame show on Sunday?
I don't know. We'll have to work that. work that one out.
Oh, we got Big Dog Sunday.
Who you got?
We got Dog Sunday, I think. Was I not supposed to say anything?
That's probably fine.
Well, once Glenn tweets it, I mean.
Did he put it out?
Well, he put out a clue. And I don't know. You had to be a non-Eagles fan not to know who the hell he was talking about.
Yes, and I think you can just say
it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I figured, I guess we can say who it is.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, Fob's in town. He was at the game last night, so maybe all the boys are in town this weekend.
That's it. You took the words out of my mouth. He must be involved in.
I don't know. That would be 4 days he would be here.
Mm.
The hell he would be here. I mean, the game's not till Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised that he was in town on the Wednesday. 215-592-9494. Hold the phones. We promise we'll get to some next segment, but we're going to bring on Shio Kapadia. He's been joining us every Thursday at 3 o'clock throughout the season. His thoughts on the game, his prediction. Shio Kapadia of The Ringer. How does he see Sunday going down? How does he see Brock Purdy playing? Shio Kapadia next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, if you've been watching the NFL playoffs from the sidelines, there's still time to get in the game with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book. New customers, bet this Sunday's conference championship games with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just make sure you use promo code IKE. I tell you, I like both of these games. Tough games to pick, though, but I think I'm going to go with the home team. In the San Francisco-Philadelphia game, you got to go with Philadelphia at home. Be a close game. I like the under in this game as well, but I like Philadelphia by two, I believe. That's what my final score is going to be in that game. And then the other game, I don't know how to pick that game now that I see Patrick Mahomes is actually out there practicing and doesn't seem to have a noticeable limp, and he's not in the boot on crutches. I'll wait till later in the week before I wait to place a bet on that game. Now, FanDuel has all your favorite bets from the money line to the point spreads to the player props. Plus, you can combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. That's why I really like the FanDuel app. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. So, football fans, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, when you use promo code IKE, and make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.